This is Daniel Cartier for Queer Music Heritage, wishing you a very, very, very queer and happy Christmas.
Candles are burning, outside the snow is falling down. Strings of white lights seem like they want to hang around. They've been glowing all night, they got me spellbound. The moment's perfect, outside is freezing. The world is all wrapped up in snow. Bed on the west coast, they got palm trees and mistletoe. Oh, no matter where we might be, long as you're with me, I know that life is perfect. So could you stay? Candles are burning, carols are sung from door to door. Radio stations play all the holiday hits we've heard before. They're making me smile. Come on, let's play them some more. Let's play White Christmas one more time, baby. Could you stay? Let the love light shine. Stay. Keep me warm this Christmas, baby. Stay.
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part two of my 2009 Queer Christmas special here on Queer Music Heritage. I started off with an artist I much respect, Daniel Cartier, because he has a brand new CD for this year called This Christmas, and that was the title track. And I have one more song from that album to share with you. It's called I've Been Good All Year, and I bet he's good. And the artist following Daniel will be Adam Joseph.
Snowflake scurry, shoppers hurry, all looking for gifts that say, hey, I love you on Christmas Day, but I'm just hoping for one gift to appear. I pray I get it. I've been good all year. Secret Santa knows I planned to stand here underneath the mistletoe. If you don't see, I whistle, hoping you'll come and whisper in my ear that you you are mine, 'cause I've been good all year. Your mom and dad, I know it's been so long since you've seen your brothers, your sister, your family, and I know you, and I know you don't wanna be all by yourself on another Christmas Eve. So I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. I said I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. So you can laugh and you can smile, yeah, and feel the love for a little while. I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. Hey, no, it don't really matter if you're a relative, they're gonna love you just the same. And when it comes to making holidays, my mama's Rachel Ray, you know the food is off the chain. I know it's been so long since you've seen your brothers, your sisters, your family, and I know you, and I know you don't wanna be all by yourself on another Christmas Eve. So I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. I said I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. So you can so laugh, it's my eye, and feel the love. I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home, I'm taking you home for Christmas. I know it's been so long, can you remember the magic that comes each December when everybody gets together in the name of love? Let this be my present to you.
Thank Adam Joseph for sending me that song in time for this show. It's brand new and was called Taking You Home for Christmas. And this next artist also sent me her holiday song. The song is called Holidays, and she's Lori Michaels.
Thank you. everything I'd ever need. I thought by now I'd have much more. Be everything I said I'd be. But when I look around, you know where to be found. Why can't you be right here with me? Holidays come and go, it rains, it snows, and everyone still tries to make me smile just for a while, and I do. But I still love you. This time might be alright, that everything would be okay. I thought this time I wouldn't cry. It's just a new year, another day. I can't help looking down roads here in a little town, and needing you right here with me. Holidays come and go, it rains, it snows, and everyone still tries to make me smile just for a while. I do, but I still love you. I wish the time was frozen for just one night, on that holiday when all was calm and all was bright. No gift could ever be more meaningful and true than the gift of spending time on that holiday with you. Holidays come and go, it rains, it snows, and everyone still tries to make me smile just for a while, and I do, but I still love you.
Golden days of yore.
to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Of course, that was Melissa Etheridge, and last year she released what I consider one of the very best holiday albums by a GLBT artist, and it was called A New Thought for Christmas. I even singled it out on my Best of 2008 show last January. During my Christmas show last year, I played several tracks from it, but did not get around to that classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And here's an unexpected treat. For many years, I've been a huge fan of the music of Ari Gold, and as far as I knew, he had never recorded a Christmas song. Well, now I have one, and he's agreed that I can air it on my show, but wanted me to mention that it was only recorded as a demo, which he did a few years ago as a favor for the song's writer. Here's Ari Gold and The Christmas Wish.
Remember when Crosby sang White Christmas? Rosie Clooney sang it too. Nat the King roasting chestnuts on a fire. These memories live on and on, though Christmas days have come and gone. So even in your darkest day, when it's hard to find your way, remember the stars. Child in you is waiting.
every day is Christmas Day. No matter who you are or what you believe, it's not as hard as it may seem if you hold on to your Christmas dreams. So be a child, let your love flow. If there's one thing that I know, your brother, and truly learn to love each other. This is my Christmas wish for you. Keep Christmas time the whole year through. I pray that all your dreams come true. And Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Queer Music Heritage. Up next is a New Zealand act I really like, and one of my favorite songs of theirs is called Just Another Highway. Now, the version I'm using is a special Christmas version they performed live. Here are the Top Twins.
You know, we were unfortunate enough last year to spend Christmas in London. And I'll tell you what, it's good to be home in New Zealand to have another Christmas here. And, well, Jules and I thought maybe we should write a song about coming home for Christmas, and here it is right now. Well, it's just another highway, just another roadside cafe, it's just another airport, just another train stop away, it's just another
This next artist, Gregory Douglass, released his first holiday recording this year, an EP called Mary. It contains a cover of the George Michael song Last Christmas. Now, it's not hard to find cover versions of that song. I have a number of them, just by gay artists, and they usually take on a dance feel. But I'm especially impressed with Greg's version. Gregory Douglass and Last Christmas.
Everything is alright. everywhere. I'll look up and stare and wonder if they'll ever get to fly, get to fly, get to fly. And I still wonder if I could too. And now that I have you here by my side, along for the ride, I'll never doubt my heart again. I guarantee, guarantee, guarantee. So let's hear it for me and you. 'Cause now it's Christmas time, and oh, the long year it's wise. Now it's Christmas time, and everything is calm, everything is alright. I tend to focus on all my bad dreams and let them linger on. Somehow you're always there when the day is done. So let this feeling carry on. Everything is alright. 'Cause now it's Christmas time, and oh, what a long year it's wise. Now it's Christmas time, and everything is calm, everything is alright.
That was another song from Mary, the Gregory Douglass EP, this time one he wrote called What a Long Year It Was. And I can't believe I've never played this next track. In 1988, the band Eraser released its 6-song EP CD called Crackers International. And in conjunction with that release, they put out a 3-inch CD, that's right, a 3-inch CD, by the same name. And that's the only place you can find their version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Thank you. Christmas time is almost here, presents under the tree. Christmas comes but once a year, and that's enough for me. Here's the truth about Christmas. There is no Santa Claus, no reindeer fly him in, no one's rewarding you according to how good or bad you have been. It just seems so unfair. Sometimes it's hard to bear the truth about Christmas. Here's the truth about Christmas. I'm always low on cash when it comes time to shop, and on the day I go, there's always snow and sleet and hail that won't stop, and sending cards required. Well, I'm just sick and tired. That's the truth about Christmas. And then I take the plane. It's always late and crowded. Two buses and a train might be faster, though I doubt it, 'cause everybody in the world has the same idea as me. They think they'll find the milk of human kindness in the bosom of their family. Well, here's the truth about Christmas. It's hardly ever fun, 'cause families always fight, though things start out right before the night has barely even begun. They've had too much to drink and told you what they think. That's the truth about Christmas. So why do I still care? Why do I still do it? Why do I keep going there and keep on struggling through it? Why does hope leap in my heart when the Christmas carols start? And why do I still feel aglow on Christmas Day, even knowing what I know? Here's the truth about Christmas. I want it to be nice. I want it to be fun. And as I've looked around, what I've found is, so does everyone. So Christmas makes me see that everyone's like me. The pain I'm going through is pain that they're all feeling too. And it's so encouraging to know we all want the same thing: to be loved, to be happy, to have hope. That's the truth about Christmas. Hope.
From the excellent All GLBT Various Artists compilation Winter Moon, that was Leah Delaria and The Truth About Christmas from 1995. Other artists appearing on that CD are Chris Williamson, Michael Callan, Tom McCormick, Holly Neer, Lucy Blue Tremblay, Ann Reed, and among others, Arnold McCullough, who you'll hear next. But I need to set up the song first. You may not recognize the name Arnold McCullough, but you've heard his voice thousands of times. He's been on the recordings of a who's who of the music industry, including Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Luther Vandross, Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt, Bette Midler, Lionel Richie, and on and on. Now, last April, when I interviewed songwriter John Bacchino, I covered many, many of his songs, but I saved this one for now. I asked John if he's written any Christmas songs.
Yes, I have. I wrote one called A Mama Like Mine, which I bet you know.
Oh, that's on the Winter Moon album.
It is, and that was because my friend Billy Porter was doing a cabaret performance at Christmas time, a Christmas show, and his mom was coming in from, I think it was somewhere in Ohio, Cleveland or Cincinnati or something, for the show, and he said, would you write me a Christmas song that I could sing to my mom? I was like, well, I don't know. And a couple of days later, it just popped out.
Unfortunately, Billy Porter has never recorded the song, but Arnold McCullough did. Here's A Mama Like Mine.
A little lamb of God was born 2,000 years ago. But some things haven't changed so much. The wind, the snow, the glow within a mother's touch. Jesus had a mama like mine to keep him from the cold, with a humble bed of straw and a heart of gold, holding him. Holding him, Jesus had a mama like mine to treat him like a king. But even with no heavenly sign, every mama's child is divine to her. Funny thing, my mama did whatever she could, though sometimes conditions were far from good. Mama said that everything would be alright. Through the darkest night, in my deepest fears, she could calm the tears. What is best, when to squirm and struggle and when to rest. Safe against a mother's breast, those memories keep me hanging on. Mamas don't change, mama is love, even when mama is gone. Thank you.
and from Casey Stratton's holiday album, that was the title track, Icicles. I love it when artists send me their unreleased Christmas songs, and another one to do that this year was D.C. Anderson. His song is from 2006 and is called Secret Santa.
There appears on my desk in November a memo I can't wait to get. Delivered to each company member, the date for the drawing's been set. I'm usually the first to return it with a list of my holiday faves. If you ply me with chocolate, I'm happy, and my gifts almost always get raves. But this year I'm having a problem. This year is not like the rest. This year, my dear Secret Santa, I've got to get this off my chest. Good morning, Secret Santa. I'm wondering how you are. I'm wondering if you're wishing on some far-off Christmas star. I wonder if you're hoping I will never learn your name. I wonder if you know that I am feeling just the same. I cannot take the pressure. I cannot take the stress. I cannot wait till Christmas when we're done with this whole mess. First, let me relieve you. I love the things you buy. I loved the wind-up reindeer, though once it's wound, it doesn't fly. I love the scented candle, though it smells like burning cork. I love the fruited cake, although it bent my grandma's fork. I somehow wish you'd known that I'm allergic to mixed nuts. I was gonna leave a note, but I just don't quite have the guts. But all in all, the thought's the thing, and you've had quite a few. So thank you, Secret Santa. Happy holidays to you. Of all the luck, I picked the name of some co-worker's kid. Last night I heard him bragging about the things his Santa did. The trouble is, I didn't do a half of what he said. Someone else took up the slack when he complained I must be dead. Around the water cooler, word had spread I'd made him cry, because his sister's Secret Santa set the bar a little high. Every freaking day she gets a gift from you-know-who, while I'm just buying tchotchkes like most Secret Santas do. Some candy here, a stocking there, a Rudolph pin with lights. This chick is getting bicycles, a Barbie, and some tights. Why didn't someone tell me? I cannot show my face. Can you arrange a kidnapping for me without a trace? Oy. Good morning, Secret Santa. I'm wondering how you are. I'm wondering if you're wishing on some far-off Christmas star. I'm wondering if you're waiting for December 26th. I'm wondering if you feel like me, the system should be fixed. I cannot take the pressure. I cannot take the stress. I cannot wait till Christmas when we're done with this whole mess. But all in all, the thought's the thing, and you had quite a few. So thank you, Secret Santa. Happy holidays to you. This is Christmas time. Tiny lights look like stars in the snow. Old Saint Nick is coming, the drummer boy is drumming in a scene we know. Christmas carol time. Melodies ring like ghosts when they start. The smell of pine and holly stirs a melancholy from deep in the heart. Anywhere you go, that soft warm glow will be shining and sublime. Close your eyes and you
bells of Christmas chime. So be merry, for this is Christmas time. Kisses in the cold, carrying round your own mistletoe. Folks wear happy faces, the sights and sounds and places seem like long ago. On this Christmas time, make some cheer, set your hopes off to drift. But when the fire is ember, I hope you will remember that love is the gift. Anywhere you go, that soft warm glow will be shining and sublime. In your soul you're sure to feel it when the bells of Christmas chime. So be merry, for this is Christmas time.
That was Kevin Cable and the title track from his new CD, This Is Christmas Time. And some of you may know of the prolific artist Michelle Malone. Well, years before she started releasing albums under her name, she was the lead singer for a band called Drag the River. In 1991, they released a promo CD with a version of the Kinks song, Father Christmas.
Apartment store.
After Father Christmas was another Michelle Malone song, with her doing the classic Please Come Home for Christmas, recorded live in 1992, but not released until 2000 on a CD called A Swinging Christmas in the Attic. It was named that because it was recorded at a well-known club in Decatur, Georgia, called Eddie's Attic. And remember vinyl, as in 45 RPM records? Well, in 1999, the band Luscious Jackson expanded their very popular Gap TV commercial into a full-length record and issued it on a 45. I'm using that song to close Part 2, but you'll want to be sure to continue with this adventure on Part 3, if only to hear the sort of naughty song opening that segment. This is J.D. Doyle and the middle part of my Queer Christmas special, sharing with you Luscious Jackson and Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. There's no signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights I turn way down low.